This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
In about 40 minutes, we'll be joined by Ryan Wilson, NFL writer for CBS Sports. He's in Indy covering the Combine, so that's coming up at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. So we wanted to get into some audio here of Timothy Chalamet, who won the SAG Award for Best Male Actor in a Leading Role.
I know he's like the hot actor. Like, what are his big credentials?
Well, he played Dylan.
He played Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. That's right. What he won the SAG Award for.
Right.
Bob He's up Dylan's, for Best Actor in the Oscars.
Yeah.
But look, Bob Dylan is we're old.
Yeah.
But Bob Dylan was before our, he was like a generation before us. Maybe even a generation and a half.
I get it. Like, if you loved him, you know, God bless you.
I mean, he's a huge influence on a lot of artists.
I don't
artists.
Like any of his songs, but he was a huge star.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But I think his music stinks.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So here's the audio of Timothy Chalamet accepting the award. What is your takeaway after you hear this audio about Timothy Chalamet?
I know the classiest thing would be to downplay the effort that went into this role and how much this means to me. But the truth is, this was 5.5 years of my life. I poured everything I had into playing this incomparable artist, Mr. Bob Dylan, a true American hero. And it was the honor of a lifetime playing him. It's an honor I share with Monica, Elle, Edward, the entire cast who, in a genre, doing a biopic that could be perhaps tired. Everyone gave it their all. So I'm deeply grateful to them. And lastly, I can't downplay the significance of this award because it means the most to me. And I know we're in a subjective business, but the truth is, I'm really in pursuit of greatness. I know people don't usually talk like that, but I want to be one of the greats. I'm inspired by the greats. I'm inspired by the greats here tonight. I'm as inspired by Daniel Day-Lewis, Marlon Brando, and Viola Davis as I am by Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps, and I want to be up there. So I'm deeply grateful to that. This doesn't signify that, but it's a little more fuel. It's a little more ammo to keep going. Thank you so much.
I think he sounds like a super nice guy.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have a problem.
I don't got a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, he doesn't sound like douchey to me.
Why people give him a hard
Drabby,
time?
Drabby, do you think he sounded like
the headline here? The prompt on the outline is Timothy Chalamet the next great American actor or another arrogant Hollywood
Drabby
star?
Drabby put that on the outline because he thinks it was an egotistical take. That's what I'm guessing.
No. I mean, I think Chalamet is great. I think he's some of the movies he's. I mean, I loved Willy Wonka. Like, I think he's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen A Complete Unknown yet, but one of the most popular post on Reddit yesterday is Timothy Chalamet is one of the most overrated actors in recent memory. I was surprised to see such a positive reception to the arrogance of his speech, especially considering the powerhouse talent of the fellow nominees. I was caught off guard by his lack of humility.
What's the arrogance?
I'm sorry, who wrote that?
Just Just some Redditor.
Oh. Some Redditor. I mean, he's just got to talk.
What's the arrogance? I didn't hear any arrogance. He's just like, listen.
Say that to think
he just
that
wants
great.
To be great.
I want to be great. Yeah, he's no problem with it.
He's saying what every other actor is thinking.
Yeah. I got no problem with it. Every person should want to be great.
He was gracious. I mean, he acknowledged his co-stars in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, he mentioned some of the great actors that he aspires to be like. I mean, he just sounds like a nice kid.
We're supposed to set goals in life. He's just putting his goals out there. Yeah. These are my goals, to be one of the best.
I mean,
I'll tell you this. He may be one of the best. I just went through his movies. I've only seen Interstellar, and that was when he was super young and played the young Tom Cruise.
But I don't remember him in
it. That was 2014, so he's 29 years old.
He's in both Dune movies. Now, Dune is not for me. I watched the original. I watched 15 or 20 minutes of Dune 2. It's just not my thing, but I mean, those are huge movies. They make a ton of money.
He's done huge movies. I just haven't seen it. Have you seen Lady Bird?
I have not.
No. Have you seen Beautiful Boy?
No.
Dude, the King.
If he walked
Little
in,
Women.
I haven't seen any
if
of
he
them.
Walked no. in here and got a soda, I wouldn't know it was him.
He did Wonka. Yeah. That's a big movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't see
I wouldn't know
this
it was
version.
Him just because he's been on TV so much.
Yeah.
But I gotta be honest with you. I'm just looking at all his his films. I have not seen one.
See Interstellar?
No. I'm not into Interstellar. But
I think you might like it.
I've seen Homeland.
Yeah.
And Homeland's one of my favorite shows, and he was in Homeland. That's the only thing.
He was in Homeland.
He's got
he's played one of the
20 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, he's a huge star.
I know he's banging Kylie Jenner.
What I thought was most impressive about him so far.
I know
far
more about that,
is that
than I knew anything else.
Shocker.
He played all the instruments and sang everything in the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's
pretty
cool. To me, that's impressive.
Well, think about just committing to any project for 5.5
like
years.
I mean, I guess
you just kind of grunt.
If that's not normally your thing, it's probably hard to mimic Bob Dylan, and he did it.
But again, he said he committed for 5.5 years. Yeah. I remember Kevin talking about it too. That's an amazing commitment, just to do your best in a role.
I got no problem.
I don't have a problem,
with this speech.
When are the Oscars? Are the Oscars? Did they already happen
this weekend?
Oh, okay. It's after
it's
the SAGs.
This weekend or the next or the following.
I'm wondering
weekend.
What
it's
the
soon.
Percentages of winning the SAG and winning the Oscar.
Mm.
He's got to be one of the favorites, right?
Yeah, sure. I would think so. Now, the SAGs, they like it because it's other actors vote on it. Is that why? Is that why they like that?
You might be
critics?
Right on that. You
Which one's
right.
the critics?
I don't know.
I guess Critics' Choice.
The Oscars are on March 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Conan O'Brien hosting them?
Not sure.
I think so.
I actually like that he's honest. He's like, I'll be honest with you, man. This is hard for me. This is a big deal. I worked 5 years for it.
5 years.
And
it's grinding.
I really wanted to be good, and you know.
Who were the other actors nominated? In his category.
I'm guessing Brody.
Ray Fiennes.
Those guys are all like that.
So Ray Fiennes is Conclave.
Yeah. Coleman Domingo.
And what movie is
Sing
that?
Sing Sing.
Not sure.
Sing Sing, whatever that is. Sebastian Stan, maybe?
Okay, I feel like Sebastian Stan, didn't he do like the Motley Crue movie?
He did. He had the big prosthetic Tommy Lee Dong. That was weird.
All right, so here are the odds. So Brody's the favorite to win Best Actor, but he's...
That's for The Brutalist?
For The Brutalist, but Chalamet's right there. He's plus 150, so he's right there with Brody.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a great shot of winning the Oscar, too.
Is he a shrimp, or is he just
Chalamet?
Tall? Is he tall and skinny?
I don't know how tall he is. I think he's a slight frame.
Yeah, he's definitely a
skinny
guy.
Fella.
Yeah.
Is Chalamet the guy... Drab, I might have the wrong guy, but you know
he's 5'10".
You know that commercial where there's a bunch of black cars? It might be a Cadillac commercial, and a bunch of guys get out, and they're all simultaneous, but then the guy gets out of a red car.
Okay, I don't know.
With a red suit. You know that commercial? It's a car commercial.
It must be a Cadillac commercial if they're getting out of Cadillacs.
Well, I thought it was a Cadillac, but it's whatever the car maker is. But it's And then there's a guy, he looks, I think it was Chalamet, but maybe it's someone different. Do you know the commercial I'm talking about?
I do not.
Oh, okay. If you saw it, you'd understand. But he looks just like Chalamet. I thought he was an actor, but maybe
Well,
I'm
you
not.
Know, Chalamet, apparently Kylie Jenner didn't go to this award show. Did you hear why?
No.
Her 36-year-old designer person died out of nowhere.
Ooh. Oh, I saw that. The hair person.
Yeah, it's like a hair guy, designer
guy. He did Brooke Lopez or Jennifer Lopez hair.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Stylist. I think they call him a stylist.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, 34. Yeah. I think he was 34.
34, 36. But he's just died suddenly.
Scary.
It's terrifying. So she was, and that happened like earlier that day, I think. So I think Chalamet maybe brought like
Jesus
his mother or something.
Guerrero.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Guerrero.
If anybody watches the junks on Monumental Sports, they definitely think our stylists all died. They just
we never had one.
They all just died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner, J Lo's. Did they say how?
No, they don't know. I mean, he just died suddenly. I'm not sure that they have the answer.
Getting back to Chalamet, he played Edward Scissorhands in a Cadillac Super Bowl commercial. So that's probably what you're... Is that what you're thinking
yeah,
of?
It's or Cadillac.
Maybe that's it.
That's what it is. It's Cadillac.
I can see how he could look like Edward Scissorhands. I mean, give him a wacky Robert Smith wig and scissors for hands.
That's not
and boom,
the one I'm thinking
you got
of.
It.
And I can be honest with you, I can see... I mean, he kind of looks like Bob Dylan in some of these... I'm looking at his Instagram, which... He follows zero people, Cakes.
Okay. Maybe that's a red flag.
I mean, he's got 20 million followers. He's not interested in any of the 20 million
not,
of them?
Not a single one? Not even five people?
I mean, not even like his girlfriend?
I don't know.
I mean, what does that tell you?
What's interesting is that A Complete Unknown didn't even get that good of reviews. It got 80%, but...
That's the Dylan movie?
Yeah, it feels like that's one of the movies we're talking about the most here in award season. And that's just a run-of-the-mill movie, a good movie. It's not epic.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys want to hear Josh Brolin talking to Timothy Chalamet very recently about Kevin McCarthy?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Oh, no, I think I heard this.
Yeah.
And there's a guy, there's a reporter, a guy who we've talked to many times, Kevin McCarthy, who's a good buddy of mine, texted me after he saw it.
I thought it was Cormac McCarthy.
No, not Cormac.
That.
That's a different dude. Kevin McCarthy, who I love, and I love his taste and all that. And he saw the performance and he texted me and he said, I don't know how to even explain what I just saw. And I was like, wow. That coming from him who sees everything. So it got me really excited to see it. And I felt the same way when I saw it. I didn't see you. You know, yeah, you maybe gained 20 pounds and all that. And all that stuff is like, you know, it becomes these cosmetic necessities, but from an inner life. So I don't want you to over explain it, but like, what did you do?
So he doesn't know Kevin as well as we know Kevin.
No,
Kevin
that sounded like such a Kevin McCarthy statement.
Is Kevin's thing, you know?
But Kevin, so let me get this
and
straight.
And I disagree with him. I don't like his taste.
I saw that clip. But so Kevin is texting Josh Brolin about a Timothy Chalamet movie.
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. just like
he saw the movie.
And he said, hey, Josh, man, what am I seeing?
Right. My one question would be, did he send that to several actors or did he send
just
it just to Josh Brolin?
Who would get
right.
a response?
Cast the large net.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe he's got a super close
but
connection.
But hey,
with
it's
Brolin.
Working for him. Kevin's Instagram has exploded over the last several months as he's kind of changed the way that he's presenting. His
what is he doing
videos well if you just look at kind of the way that it's presented the shots of
got 391
kind of his cover photos
actually I mean, it's smart
Kevin doesn't talk about it Josh Brolin loves Kevin they've been friends for a long time
they're boys
if you knew like the people that Kevin
Josh who
like
Brolin.
Josh Brolin. I thought you said Berlin sorry
yeah. People
by the way Brolin should have said my movies destroy yours Timothy.
Go ahead
I'm sorry go ahead.
Kevin never mentions this stuff on the show, but like he's texting on the regular with A-listers.
Right.
That text him.
And that is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's been in
the inner circle.
Yeah. He is, 100%.
Yeah. They call him a reporter. Might have a beef with that. He's a movie reviewer.
No, he's an entertainment reporter for Fox 5.
No, because he does Fox 5. He does stuff with them. Not.
He's reporting, though. He talks about box office. He talks, if you watch his segments.
Right.
I don't know that he's, you know. He's not uncovering anything, EB, if that's like you're thinking of an investigative reporter.
I mean, I'm thinking of like a journalist.
He doesn't have like a deep throat.
No, he's not that way.
Valdez is a journalist. I mean, Valdez's got a journalism degree. Journalist. Right.
But, yeah, but he does more than just movie
but
reviews.
When he and Steve Chenevy and Annie Mae and whoever else is on Five, if they're just talking about just random stuff, they you know, he's talking about stuff other than
it
movies.
It looks like Kevin's doing, I don't know when he started doing this. But his Instagram is all big headshots of the stars he's interviewing.
Right.
And he's taking himself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah, he's letting the stars be the stars.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Somebody sees Steven Spielberg. They want to say, what's Steven Spielberg saying? They don't want to just see Kevin in there in every friggin' one.
Kevin and his bad breath taking up the screen.
It's doing good. There's the new girl.
It's just the presentation is really good. I know because my wife is doing social media for her job, and they have a certain look that they actually it's somewhat similar that they want.
100%. If you go to the YouTube,
doesn't
videos,
look like ours, which you know I run and I just you know
just put a picture,
put
of, your
picture of us standing with Tony Skin.
We yeah, I mean you see what Mar does. Mar's pretty good with the way he does it. You look at YouTube videos; they all the ones that get all the clicks. They all kind of have that same look, and they have some crazy clickbait thing.
But look, even though we've bullied Kevin for 20 years, those stars really like him, and he does something different.
Unlike us.
Well, we've always mocked him for some of these things.
We're just not as interested.
Those guys really like it when he shows a tattoo. Well, I saw one of his interviews recently, and I don't know if he's adding tattoos, but one of the stars commented on Interstellar. I think he asked them, what was your favorite movie as a kid that really changed the way that you approached acting or something like that? And somebody brought up Interstellar, and he's like, oh, he just flashes his little Interstellar, and those people love that stuff.
It's his go-to. It's well, his I mean, move.
He also worships these people yeah. in this industry. So, of course,
but there are a lot of people
them.
In that industry, and he has stood out amongst them to give him credit that Mark Wahlberg is jocking him and all these other stars are jocking him. And maybe he's texting other people than Josh Brolin.
I actually don't know that he is, but I
don't know.
Eric, he stands out. Everybody kisses their butt. They actually enjoy talking to him because I think he tries to take a different
angle.
Well,
he has a passion. He's just clearly passionate about it.
But he finds an angle that's not the surface angle of the movie.
Plus, he gets
his thing.
It's ticket stuff.
It's annoying to
me. So because he just like he tries to like make it like it's so sophisticated. I mean, they're
but
just
they
these...
love that. You just heard Timothy Chalamet.
I know they love it.
I mean, to be honest, that Josh Brolin, Timothy Chalamet conversations that are very self-important about the acting.
It's all too self-important for me.
Weren't you guys just fawning all over Clank David 3 days ago? When he was in your Thailand, Gallimore, who'd you discover?
Well, I mean, I feel like he's a lot more creative, and I mean, I just respect at the end of the day what he does more than a movie reviewer.
Yeah, but you were at Kevin McCarthy that day.
Say again?
You were the Kevin McCarthy.
No, I was
Friday.
Just in awe of what the guy's accomplished, and he was in here, and he was freaking Clank David.
Clanker.
Just surprised that the donk made it that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how does a guy is, I mean, yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
Kevin's
crazy.
Kind of the same way. We never thought Kevin would be where he is when we first stumbled upon him. And look where he is now.
He took his lumps.
He's lucky he got a second appearance
it's
on the show.
Pretty amazing.
I think he got on Fox 5. You know what his first appearance was on Fox 5?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure we had him dressed up in a skirt doing like cheers for the Wizards, like the Wizards cheerleaders
like in the
came
Fairfax
in.
Fairfax parking lot.
Yeah, oh and gosh. Tony Perkins was there, and then he.
That was a long time ago.
I do remember that.
Somehow he, you know,
hey,
wiggled his way in there.
Bully.
If he showed that to Josh Brolin, Brolin wouldn't like him anymore.
He might get a kick out of it. I don't know. Listen,
it shows you worked hard.
I have the same interest right now, currently, like with golf and stuff. So maybe, you know, whatever. Teach his own. But. I don't know. Wow.
But back to Timothée Chalamet, maybe I should go see this movie. I mean, I was just thinking about it. Like, do I have a favorite actor right now? I still love Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn, I'm a mark. But he's not some sort of great actor. He just kind of makes me laugh in most of his movies.
Right.
Is there an actor that you just love to watch?
Yeah, I mean, there's a million of them. I mean, off the top of my head. I mean, I like watching Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
He was I love the movies.
He was stuck on the mountain in Everest.
I will say,
well, No Country for Old Men is an A++++++ movie.
Flick.
Sicario, all of them are A++++.
Yeah. What do you think Thanos in the Marvel cinematic universe?
You know what I like to watch? I don't even think he's a great actor. He's just great at his job. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I like watching Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise flies a freaking helicopter. That I like. That
Tom Cruise is excellent. Yeah, I just watched Robert De Niro and I was amazed. He's 82. I'm still just amazed at his jogging scenes.
He's grinding. He's on his grind. Good for him. All right, coming up at 7, Ryan Wilson will join us. He is in Indy for the scouting combine. When we come back, is it time to get rid of the tush push in the NFL? We'll discuss that next on The Fan.